Fischer, your podcast for Swiss law and tax. Our experts deal with current legal topics straightforward and to the point.
Accidents happen fast and can result in considerable damage. In these cases, the party suffering damage does not usually have a contractual relationship with the injuring party, and thus has to rely on the remedies of extra contractual liability. In this episode, we are joined by Pascal Burgunder of Fischer's litigation and arbitration team, who will elaborate on what remedies Swiss law provides in these cases. So maybe Pascal, can we start with which general provision is applicable in cases of extra contractual liability? And what are the prerequisites for this to apply?
Yes, of course. Article 41, Code of Obligation, is the general rule for extra contractual liability under Swiss law. Article 41 states that whoever unlawfully causes damage to another, whether willfully or negligently, is liable for damages. Equally liable for damages is any person who willfully causes damages to another in violation of bonus mores.
Okay.
Article 41 applies if there is an unlawful act or violation of bonus mores, damage, a causal connection between the unlawful act and the violation of bonus mores, and the damage and negligence or unlawful intent of the defaulting party.
Okay, that's quite a list. So if we look at the first of those prerequisites, and it had two parts, the act had to be unlawful or a violation of bonus mores. Firstly, can you tell us when an act is considered unlawful in this context in Swiss law?
Yes. An act is unlawful under Article 41 if it infringes an absolute right, such as the right to life, bodily integrity, property or personality, or with regard to mere financial damages, if the conduct of the damaging party violates a rule of conduct that, although not protecting an absolute right, requires or forbids a certain conduct, for example, criminal or civil fraud.
Okay, fraud. Okay. So thanks for that. But now the second part of that first prerequisite was you used the Latin term bonus mores. Can you explain to those listening what that term actually means and when an act violates that principle?
Yes, I can. According to the Swiss Federal Supreme Court, the rule governing a violation of bonus mores are to be applied only under restricted conditions. For example, the court has found that it is a violation of bonus mores if a certain conduct of a party does not serve the exercise of such party's rights, but exclusively, or at least primarily, aims at harming others.
Okay.
Furthermore, there seems to be a tendency that damages are awarded under Article 41, Code of Obligation, if there is a particular mutual trust or a fiduciary relationship between the defaulting and the harmed party.
And that relationship is obviously very important.
Yes. Okay. In the international context, it is more important to stress that pursuant to the case law of the Swiss Federal Supreme Court, only violations of Swiss law constitute an unlawful act under Article 41. So the violation of foreign law may, however, qualify as a violation of bonus mores.
Okay, so that's dealt with the first prerequisite. Now if we move on to the second one, how is damage defined under Swiss law?
Swiss law defines damage as the involuntary reduction of the net worth of one's assets, which may consist in a reduction of the assets or an increase of the liabilities.
So it covers both. Okay.
Exactly. And according to the prevailing different theory, the actual status of assets and liabilities has to be compared to the status of assets and liabilities as it would have been without the harmful event. So the difference between the actual status of assets and liabilities and the hypothetical status of assets and liabilities is the damage that occurred due to the unlawful act or the violation of bonus mores. This means, on the other hand, that only financial loss may constitute damage in a legal sense in Switzerland.
Okay, only financial loss. Okay.
Exactly. Under the different theory, losses not incurred by the damaged party cannot be claimed. So, for example, the mere abstract loss of the possibility to use an item or to occupy an employee, so-called loss of opportunity is not a loss in the sense of the law, and damages can therefore not be claimed.
So that is quite a tight definition under Swiss law.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So then, moving on, another one to the third prerequisite. You mentioned a causal nexus. What exactly does this mean?
So liability for an unlawful act or a violation of bonus mores under Swiss law exists only if the unlawful act was causal to the damage occurred. So firstly, there must be a causal connection between the harmful conduct and the damage occurred. So pursuant to conditio sine qua non formula, this is the case if the damage would not have occurred if the harmful conduct had not taken place. That's a so-called natural causal connection.
Okay, thank you.
Secondly, this causal connection must be adequate. According to the standing case law of the Swiss Federal Supreme Court, there is an adequate causal connection if, according to the normal course of events and the general life experience, the cause is likely to induce the occurrence of the respective result, or if the occurrence of such result seems at least favoured by such cause.
Okay, so it's not sufficient just a causal connection, it also must be adequate.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. So if we move on to the fourth and last prerequisite, fault. What about fault?
In cases of extra-contractual liability, there is a difference to the contractual liability. So in contrast to the general contractual liability for breach of contract, the fault of the party responsible for the damage is not presumed under Article 41. This means that the claimant needs to prove the fault of the party causing the damage when making a claim. So the notion of fault includes both intent and negligence. Hence, a claimant will usually need to show that the party causing damage acted at least negligently.
Okay, so that's the burden of proof lies there. Okay, so now if we have those four prerequisites, if they are all met, what are the legal remedies provided under Swiss law?
The harmed party may claim compensation for the damage which has occurred because of the unlawful act or the violation of bonus mores. This includes a reduction of the assets of the harmed party, so-called damnum emergens, any loss of profit, lucrum cessans, as well as direct and indirect damage.
Okay, now we were dealing with those prerequisites under the Code of Obligations, Article 41. Is there another form of extra contractual liability not governed by that provision?
Yes, there is. According to the concept of culpa in contrahendo, a person may be held liable if it violates its duties under the pre-contractual mutual trust, the so-called obligation to act in good faith.
Okay, Pascal, you brought another Latin phrase there, culpa in contrahendo. Can you explain that for us? And also, what remedies are available under that concept?
A claim based on culpa in contrahendo may be granted in situations where the seller has a duty of disclosure towards the buyer. Under Swiss law in general, no such duty exists.
Okay.
However, there are certain situations where it does. For example, the seller may be obliged, according to the principle of good faith, to disclose certain properties of the object of purchase to the buyer. This is in particular the case if the seller is aware that a specific issue is of particular interest to the buyer.
Okay.
A duty to disclose therefore exists if there is a material issue which could have negative effects and which may not have been known to the buyer on the basis of the facts that are obvious to the buyer, and if known to the buyer, would have changed its negotiation strategy materially. Uh-huh. Or, second, if the seller recognizes or has to recognize from the course of the negotiations that the buyer is acting under material error. Comparable considerations apply to other kinds of contracts, of course.
Okay, now you've told us about these prerequisites, on these duties on the seller. Are there any other prerequisites we should know about?
Yes. The applicability of the concept of culpa in contrahendo always requires fault of the part of the defaulting party. So the buyer must therefore prove that the seller has acted at least with negligence. If a court finds culpa in contrahendo, the damaged party may be awarded compensation or the contract may be rescinded. If, due to the culpa in contrahendo, no contract was concluded, The only remedy will be damages.
Okay.
However, if the culpa in contrahendo resulted in an unfavorable contract, the legal doctrine is in favor of a right to terminate this contract.
Okay. Thank you, Pascal. You've made a lot much clearer there. But if people want some more information, how can they get that?
They could read our blog on this topic or contact any member of our litigation and arbitration team.
Okay. Again, much appreciated. Thank you, Pascal.
Thank you very much.
Fisher, your team for Swiss law and tax.